and the Democratic Party.
I first voted for, I guess, I know I voted for Henry Wallace at one point, but that was in New York City. And we came up here in 46, and there was a primary. And I went down to vote. And I was handed some papers, and I went into the booth, and I came out, and I said, may I please have the Democratic papers? They had assembled, there were maybe three or four papers for various offices in, that we're voting on. They had assembled a whole pile of these things, and not one assemblage of papers for the Democratic Party. And that was how they registered you in those. Now we don't have that anymore. You are given ballots for both parties, and you choose to use one and throw the other away. But at that point, you had to say what you wanted. And I think I was the first person that ever asked for the Democratic Party papers in the primary. And that opened my eyes. So I discovered that if I wanted to have any effect politically, a lot of us voted for the worst Republican we could find. Until eventually Phil Hoff came along, and all of a sudden there was a swing. And that was, the hippies came to Vermont, you know, the whole tenor. This state was so Republican, it was unbelievable. This state is so Democratic now, it's unbelievable. And all of that in since 46 when I came to town. So I worked for Phil Hoff, and he became the governor. And the hotbed of liberalism, in quotes, in Vermont was in the Brattleboro area. People just hit the border and said, "Well, here we are, we're going to stay." But now there are other areas and enclaves for it. So there was a tremendous change in attitude, except for Stowe. Except for Stowe.
How so?
Stowe is still a very Republican town. And in Lamoille County, it's, you know, one of the most influential towns, deeply resented by people around us. I spent a while, when people would ask me where I lived, I'd say near Morrisville, because we had a reputation for being financially very influential and in an area where there weren't many people of means.
Would you say that it was always, that perception was always there?
It developed as the town grew. I mean, in the beginning, I don't think it made much difference. We were all in the same boat. But it did change, and it changed within maybe 10 years of our getting here. All the attention, the publicity was Stowe-oriented. And although Morrisville was a much bigger town by a long shot, it didn't have the same impact in terms of the attitude that people had toward the town was very selective, I would say. I tried to be very diplomatic about this.